I literally can riff on this for days, hours, months, weeks, years. Captain America, Brave New World.
You're not Steve Rogers.
That's the Black Falcon, then. I tell you.
Nah, that's Captain America.
You sure about that? You sure about that? You sure about that?
Now, this film comes out in February of 2025. Actually, February the 14th, which is Valentine's Day. My only question to you two, do you think this will be a Valentine's Day gift, or do you think it will be another Marvel blunder?
I don't know how I feel about Brave New World. I'm stoked to see. I'll start with some positives. How about we do that? I'll start with some positives. I'm stoked to see Red Hulk. I do like Anthony Mackie as, you know, Falcon, or as now Captain America. So I'm stoked about that. But I don't know. Like, the trailer doesn't look like anything that I'm rushing out to go see. I guess you could put it that way. Right. I have certain things that I'm stoked about, other things that I'm like, so I guess you could say that way we let Brad say some stuff. I'm a little 50-50 about it. I'm not freaking out, but I don't think it's going to be horrible. But I do have some questions too. Like, how is Anthony Mackie's Cap going to go up against Red Hulk, who's supposed to be even stronger than our Hulk? How does that work?
I'm really excited for Red Hulk. I'd say that's actually the only thing I'm excited about. I'm not a fan. I like Anthony Mackie as an actor. I liked him as Falcon. I do not like him as Cap.
Interesting.
Not my Cap. Wouldn't be my pick. I'm too stuck on Chris Evans. I think he just should come back. I think he would be the only one to go up against Red Hulk, in my opinion.
True.
Even that, but even for him, that would be a tall task, right?
Oh, sure, it would. But, well, I mean, let's be honest. Let's just bring Hugh Jackman in and, you know, I'm just kidding.
I'm with that, actually.
Yeah, that would be
cool. I am too.
But
Wait, can I interject? Can I interject?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned that, right? Bringing in Hugh Jackman, bringing in Wolverine. We do know that they're going to address adamantium in this Captain America in Brave New World. So I'm actually stoked about that as well, because, but I'm a little iffy on how they're introducing it, because they're saying that it's coming from, what's the name again? I can't remember the
Celestial.
The Celestial. So yeah, adamantium comes from the Celestial. So I'm guessing they're mining it from the hand and from the body, or whatever you want to call it. And that's how they're getting adamantium. So I'm a little confused on how they're going to explain that when it comes to mutants, or I guess you could say just technically kind of Wolverine. And either way, I'm still kind of stoked for that, but I don't know how I feel about the story changing around that. But I wouldn't be surprised. I doubt it though, because I feel like we would have heard a little bit more, maybe seen some rumors or something, although they're getting better at keeping the biggest spoilers as quiet as they can. But I wouldn't be surprised if we get a Wolverine or Hugh Jackman, which it probably isn't going to be a Wolverine, because I feel like, especially after the success of Deadpool and Wolverine, they're going to continue with Hugh Jackman, which we have rumors for, which I'm sure we'll probably get to later in our conversations with other movies that you bring up. But I think they're going to keep Hugh Jackman around for until he's 90, right?
I agree.
Well, that's a very likely scenario, and I don't want to go off into this too far just yet, sure. But I think that it's very likely that he will come back for Doomsday and or Secret Wars. I think that's the most prevalent theory and probably the most accurate. That's just me speculating. I don't have insider knowledge or anything like that, but
yeah,
at least that's my personal hope. I love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. He's legendary. He's probably one of my all-time favorite portrayals. However, I think that we need to recast a little bit younger. I'm not saying we need to get a 22-year-old kid or anything to play the next Wolverine, but Hugh Jackman's like 55, okay?
Yeah, and these movies take a long time, too. They take a long time to make. He's only going to look a lot older and not be able to reach the physique anymore.
Right. The Cavalrine!
The Cavalrine! I'm for it, dude. After seeing it, I'm for it.
I'm not against it.
Me neither, dude.
I'm going to let Hugh Jackman go till he's 90.
But Cavill is no spring chicken either. You know, Cavill's like 45.
Yeah.
Part of the reason why they recasted him as Superman in the new DCU, because the other guy's like 30.
Well, I have a lot to say about that too, but I know we'll get to that later as well.
Absolutely. I'll just end it with this on Captain America. I'm kind of in the same camp with Brad. I don't love the idea of derivative characters. I think that a character like Falcon was already special and cool enough. You didn't need to slap the label of Cap on the character to make him more important, which it feels like that's what they've done. But they did that in the comics a lot, and there are some exceptions to my derivative rule. I do like X-23. I think that's a cool derivative character. I've always been a sucker for Supergirl. So there are a few exceptions, but not many. And the film overall, there's been some alarming things that I've heard. I mean, the comic book movie world has heard. They've basically reshot the whole film. They spent three months on reshoots, which is insane.
And can I ask you a question? I have a question for you. Yeah. So you said you weren't very interested in having Falcon become Cap. Are you on the side of would you rather had Bucky become Cap if you had a choice between the two?
I don't like derivative characters. Either way, it just feels like a cheap way to give value to a character that's lesser than, like a Bucky or a Falcon or whoever, you know?
Right.
I'm not a fan of the concept.